Rediscovering her faith has been a quest for Irshad Manji. She says she had to open her eyes, lower her defenses, and get engaged in serious self-criticism.
Within Islam today, literalism is mainstream worldwide. We Muslims, even in the West, are routinely raised to believe that because the Quran comes after the Torah and the Bible, historically and chronologically, it is the final and therefore perfect manifesto of God's will. Even moderate Muslims embrace as an article of faith that the Quran is not like any other holy book and none shall come after it. And this is a supremacy complex.
Ms. Manji says that's a dangerous attitude.
Not because I believe that moderates will suddenly become radicals. No. This supremacy complex is dangerous because when abuse happens under the banner of Islam today, most Muslims, even those of us with fancy titles and formal educations, do not know how to debate and dissent with the radicals. And that's not because we're stupid. It's because we have not yet been introduced to the possibility of asking questions about our holy book.
But that sort of dialogue is not unknown in the religion. And in her book, The Trouble with Islam Today, Ms. Manji calls for a new emphasis on ijtihad to bring about reform.
Ijtihad is Islam's tradition of independent thinking and independent reasoning. Ijtihad is all about critical debate.
In reviving this tradition, she suggests setting up a leadership center for young, reform-minded Muslims. This center, she says, will achieve many goals.
One, to help them get educated in the art and to develop the confidence of debate and dissent. Second, learn about the golden age of Islam, when Muslims, Jews, and Christians worked in relative harmony. And finally, give these kids a physical space in which they can network with one another face to face. Maybe we locate ourselves in New York City and we reach out to the first and second generation immigrant Muslims who in turn can take what they are learning at this center and create conversations at the dinner table and in their mosques and in their madrasas so that real people are hearing these ideas.
Ijtihad is a great Islamic concept that has always been practiced, according to Wahida Valiante with the Canadian Islamic Congress. Adapting to the requirements of modern life has been an ongoing task for Muslims for the past 1,400 years. And in that sense, she says, Irshad Manji's call for reform is not new.
The Quran's message consistently says, you read, reflect, understand, apply. Using an independent thought is a part and parcel of Islam. This is a religious book in which both faith and rationality ultimately found their perfect fusion. So it really doesn't say that this is a book carved in stone. It says it is a guidance to people in history, in society. So there will be, so you need to reflect, you need to renew, you need to find ways.
Ms. Valiante sees political conflicts as the real trigger of tensions between Muslims and followers of other religions. And to Ms. Manji's charge that women's rights have been violated in the name of Islam, she says social traditions, not the Quran, are to blame.
I am a North American woman and I live my entire life here. We fought very hard for our rights as women in this part of the world. What's wrong with Muslim women? They should get up and they should go out there and fight for their rights. If they choose not to, then you can't go and blame the Quran and say, oh, this is something wrong with this book. It's wrong with those who are practicing it.
Confusing social traditions and political decisions with religious values is a dangerous approach that Ms. Valiente says will not solve today's problems. She says the title of Ms. Manji's book, The Trouble with Islam Today, puts the blame in the wrong place.
If he had written a book and said, you know, problem with the Muslims, I said, wow, Irshad, thank you very much. You've done a great job. I mean, she's going after a textbook which provides us guidance and has for the last 1,400 years and will continue to do so based on our understanding of what it is saying.
Irshad Manji welcomes the debate. She says everyone has the right to express his or her ideas and everybody else has the right to accept them or disagree.
2 weeks after the book came out in Canada, my mother went to the mosque. She fully expected criticism, and she got it from the imam, who gave a khutbah, a sermon, about why Irshad Manji is worse than Osama bin Laden. Afterwards, she got something she didn't expect. Individual members of the congregation coming up to her to say, I've read Irshad's book, and what she is saying absolutely needs to be expressed. Notice, by the way, that they didn't say, we agree with everything she has written. Even my own mother doesn't agree with everything I've written. That's fine.
Ms. Manji says today's technologies make it easy for her to reach young Muslims around the world, to spread her ideas and receive feedback. Positive or negative, she says, it doesn't matter. What matters to Irshad Manji is that she practiced her religious right as a Muslim to think, ask questions, and initiate debate. I'm Faith Lapidus.